And speaking of songwriters, I have two of them right in the studio with me here, George Kuhar and Bridget Cross.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming in. And George and Bridget are going to be joining me on Wednesday night at the Nickelodeon, where we're going to have a Karen and Showcase. And both of you come from quite the rich musical backgrounds, and now you're partners and you're in Juno making music here, and we're just so fortunate to have you, and we're looking forward to Wednesday night and to kind of hearing a little bit about it right now. So, you know, kind of what we have planned out is for the first part of the program is to hear from George and his gospel songs from an Aquarian age, and then from the two of you with a soundtrack that you put together for the silent film Nosferatu about vampires, and then you also have some electronica with a music you you call Playboy Space Band. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about Bridget, your background, and kind of in a nutshell, and I know it spans back probably a good quarter century.
Yeah. Jeez. Rub it in.
Sorry. Yep. You know, I guess you get to that point in life, you're like, wow, I can remember decades.
Or I can't remember. Yeah. Well, I've been playing music since I was a little girl, but I started playing in like rock bands in 1989. My first band was Velocity Girl, and then I moved on to Unrest, and then Air Miami, and then...
And this was out of your home?
Oh, yeah, Washington, D.C.
So this was kind of part of the sort of indie, if you will,
scene
at the time?
We didn't call it. It wasn't called that then. That's
okay.
Been named later, at like post-facto.
Did it have a moniker at that point?
Other people were calling it alternative, but we never cared for that either. We never knew what to call ourselves, really.
And how did you come to playing music?
My mother made me. She made me take piano lessons, and it just kind of started from there.
So at some point you started to enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. Once I started playing bass guitar, then I really liked it. Yeah, I never liked... I loved piano, but I hated the pressure of the lessons, and I played trumpet for a while, and it was just... I didn't really like all that, but I found a great freedom in an electric instrument.
So it was a full-time job for you for quite a while, playing music.
It was. Yeah, I think maybe 4 or 5 years I was able to make my living playing music.
And now you're in Juno. Been here about, what, half dozen years, something like that. And met this guy.
Yeah.
George Kuhar. And George, you are also quite a musical background. Tell us a little bit about where you hail from. And
I grew up just beyond the suburbs of Austin, Texas. So I kind of grew up a country boy, and I was raised on a healthy diet of Elvis Presley and Willie Nelson. And I knew I wanted to play guitar because I had an uncle. Should I switch mics?
I think you should. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm having a little bit of a board problem here all of a sudden. Okay,
no,
there we go.
That's all right. You know, I'll just... I'll get close to my wife here.
Okay. And that's not hard. Okay, here we are.
Yeah. Okay,
sorry,
hi, everybody.
That.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I wanted to play guitar from an early age on. I had an uncle who would come over to the house for family get-togethers and things like that. And I just thought that was amazing, watching him play guitar. And I got into songwriting early on when I was 13. I was really interested in songwriting. I just seemed to know early on that I wanted to be a songwriter. And I started writing as soon as I started playing guitar. And I just couldn't write enough since then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played in some rockabilly bands in high school, some different rockabilly bands. It was when I was in high school, there was kind of a rockabilly thing going on. And... I stayed with one of those bands for 10 years.
In Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas, yeah. And we toured the West Coast a few times.
And you were called Basin Street.
Basin Street, that's right, yeah. We developed into becoming more rock and roll as the time went by and less rockabilly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were so serious. We were so serious, and then there came a point where we actually had to take a break because our bass player had developed carpal tunnel syndrome. And because we were so serious and so dedicated, when we had to take that break, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to Alaska now. Jeez, I have some time to go do something for myself. And then I came up here, and I met Bridget, you know the rest.
Well, yeah, and you guys have quite a connection, definitely.
Indeed.
A musical connection. And also, I think Bridget's helped save your life.
Yes, a couple times.
Yeah, so we'll hear more about that at the Nickelodeon on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. But we have about 10 minutes left in the program, and Bridget, last night I was listening to your latest album, Maybe It's Reno, and heard a song called December. And at the kind of around the same time, I just learned that, our troubadour of Douglas, Buddy Tabor, had passed on. And I thought, wow, that would be a nice song to kind of send off to Buddy's family. And would you like to play it for us?
Yes. I am honored that you asked.
Great.
And George is going to accompany me. Supposed to handle all these things I feel inside. Maybe if I recall today, the day Daddy died. Mockingbird, daffodil, willow, oak tree, flower vine, all of these things call on this day. My mama told me the mockingbird sings, and it's time to come inside. I still hear him calling my name. It's time to come inside. Mockingbird, daffodil, willow, oak tree, flower vines, all of these things I recall on this day my daddy died.
Oh, thank you so much, Bridget and George. That was just really special. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
That was especially in memory of Buddy Tabor, and sent out to his family, to Jeanette and Jesse and the rest of the family and close friends. Bridget Cross and George Kuhar are here. We just have a few more minutes before we go to the Garden of Love with Jane for Monday night. But just really looking forward to having you both at the Nickelodeon on Wednesday night. It'll start at 7 o'clock. There'll be beer and wine. And it's kind of a thing we're just, you know, this is the third one here, Showcase with Karen N.
Mm-hmm. And this is the first one that you've hosted. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think you guys, I'm just so excited. I know we're not going to be able to cover, you know, even in that much time. Just there's a lot of ground, you know, with your musical backgrounds and your partnership. You know, tell us how you came to write, for example, a film score together to a silent film.
That's a good question. You know, that's something that's been going on down south for quite some time. And then
where?
Down south? That other world. Uh-huh. That other world that beyond the fairy and the rainbow. We just decided, you know what, nobody's doing that here. And mm-hmm. Halloween was approaching, and we both love Halloween. It's definitely mm-hmm. our favorite holiday. It's a good time to put on a mask, put on mm-hmm. a face, and mm-hmm. scare away the evil spirits. And, Nosferatu seemed like an obvious choice, and we both really like it.
And they'll be on keyboards for that one, right?
Yeah. Actually, we play, we're going to be playing guitar, electric guitar, and electric bass for that. Yeah,
mostly.
There are parts in that mm-hmm. in that film where there's keyboard stuff, but the mm-hmm. selections that we'll be playing will be mostly guitar and bass mm-hmm. based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, and then just real quick, Playboy Spaceman, we call it electronica. How do we describe that music?
We've been calling it space age crooner music.
I like that. It's awesome. Space age crooner. Okay. And we will start out with what George is calling Gospel Songs for an Aquarian Age, which was just absolutely awesome. I got a little preview of that at the Rookery with a number of other people here about 6 weeks ago. We're going to go out with Fruit Falls, an example of that. And George and Bridget, I will see you again on Wednesday night. And thank you so much again for coming in and for sharing that just beautiful, beautiful December with us.
Mm. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
So, folks, that does it for Monday Tideline with Katie B. And up next should be the Garden of Love. It's just about 7 o'clock, and you are listening to KRNN 102.7 in Juneau, Alaska. I'll see you Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at the Gold Town Nickelodeon.